The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 19th of June. In your Squiz today, Victoria's voluntary assisted dying laws begin today, a theory on MH370, Facebook announces a cryptocurrency, and cat filters. This is your Squiz today. Claire, today Victoria becomes the first state in Australia to legally allow terminally ill people to end their own lives.
That's right. And it's come after many, many years of debate between advocates and critics, then a very long debate in the Victorian Parliament and an 18-month phase-in period. And the Premier, Daniel Andrews, has said that he expects about a dozen people will access the law in the next year, and that would then increase to about 150 people a year after that.
So as far as how the law works, it contains 68 safeguards. It's apparently the most conservative of its kind in the world. What are the basics?
The basics are that applicants need to be aged over 18 years. They have to have been Victorian residents for at least a year. And then there's a whole lot of process around getting signed off to be able to access the law. The basic of that is that two doctors have to assess a patient of having an incurable terminal illness with intolerable pain and that it would cause death within 6 months. For people with neurodegenerative conditions like motor neurone disease, they need to have the prognosis of death in no more than 12 months. So lots of safeguards in place, and certainly a very tight scheme around the administration of the drugs as well.
To MH370, that's the Malaysian Airlines flight that went missing in 2014 with 238 people on board. It's never been found, and no solid theory on what happened has been agreed.
There's an article that's appeared in the last 24 hours that has certainly kicked off this discussion again. It's in The Atlantic, and it's been written by a respected journalist called William Longavisha. And what it says is that, long story short, and it is a long story, it's well worth a read, it's a long read if you're into this mystery. But the outtake of it is that he believes that the pilot definitely crashed that plane, that all the data points point to that, that the people on board probably died not that long after he took control of that flight and took it to a mysterious destination and a tragic end.
And once you've finished reading that report, there's another in the Squiz Today email on the economic impact of the drought and how it's impacting our farmers and rural communities.
Not a very good outlook, I'm sorry to say, with the Bureau of Meteorology predicting more dry weather. Our farmers certainly have their fingers crossed for rain and are feeling a bit optimistic of that because there's been a little bit of rain about in some areas. But certainly we're not growing as much wheat or other grains. Our cattle herd is at a 25-year low, and our export income from agricultural ventures has taken a real hit. So no good news there yet.
To the US, and Donald Trump will launch his bid for re-election today.
That's been anticipated, 10 a.m. Eastern Australian time. A big rally at Orlando in Florida is expected, where Donald Trump and his Vice President Mike Pence will stand up and announce that they're going again for 2020.
The election's set for November 2020.
That's the one.
And a bit of an update on the tension in the Gulf of Oman. We've been discussing that across the podcast the last few days. Yesterday, the Pentagon announced the deployment of 1,000 extra troops to the Middle East.
Things have really escalated in the last few days there, those troops being sent, and also Iran coming back saying that it's upping its stockpile of enriched uranium, which is bad news for anyone who doesn't like nuclear weapons.
And big news out of the business world, Mark Zuckerberg has announced that Facebook will launch a cryptocurrency.
So look, full disclosure, cryptocurrencies aren't really my thing,
yeah.
But
tough one.
But what Facebook is announcing is that it's part of an organization that is going to create a virtual coin that could be traded over Facebook's platform with people and with retailers and with service providers. We're talking about things like Spotify. And what it says also, its broader aim is that there's 1.7 billion people in the world who don't have a bank account or access to stable currencies, and that it's really there to help them.
An interesting one, certainly. And for some lighter politics, how about the Pakistani politician whose press conference was live streamed with a cat filter accidentally on him, giving him cat ears and whiskers? Oops.
Look, what's not to love about a serious politician giving a press conference with whiskers and cat ears? And to his credit, he did laugh it off. And
he did? Oh, good. Love
that. All publicity is good publicity, I guess.
Yeah. Who knows what he actually said? Everyone's just looking at the cat ears.
Yeah. Someone's totally fired.
Someone's totally fired. And finally, some people have really interesting jobs. How about the scientists who have been researching how our dogs managed to pull off their cute puppy eyes?
I know, right? They're like, how do you go to a dinner party and explain that's what you do with your day? But yes, there is a whole science behind that wide-eyed, sad, adorable look that dogs give us to get us to do whatever it is that they want. And yeah, basically what this study has found is that they have evolved that muscle that draws their eyebrows up in the middle and enlarges their eyes to give them that baby face, all for the purpose of manipulating us.
Yeah, I knew it was deliberate.
Yeah, incredible.
Our 3-minute squeeze this week is with comedian, writer, singer and radio presenter M. Rusciano. That's at the top of the Squeeze Today email, and I've also included the link in your episode notes. It's a funny one. And each day, the Squeeze Today email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got?
Impossible to go past M's dream duet, which is Two Strong Hearts with John Farnham. So I've picked a lyric from that, which is We Stick Together Like the Honey and the Bee.
She said that he and I in matching acid wash dryer bone jackets with flowing blonde mullets is her dream.
The thing is, you can just picture it.
You can just picture it. That is true. Thanks so much for listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. That's all from us today. You can follow the Squeeze on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.
A quick message now from our podcast partner, BHP. Across the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking to Squizzers about BHP and the work they're doing to provide the materials that we need to transition to a low-emission economy for the energy transition. At the start of the podcast, you heard how copper is used to make electric vehicles, wind turbines, and solar panels. So when it comes to producing it, reducing emissions is a priority. And that's why BHP is making solar, wind, and battery deals to help power their South Australian Olympic Dam copper mine. It's happening now at BHP.